Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Psalm chapter 136, verses 1 through 5. And the scriptures read as follows. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. The word of the Lord is blessed. Let us pray. Great God, our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for another chance to give you praise and to bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, because you keep us as the apple of your eye, and you are faithful to watch over us at all times. Lord, you are the keeper of your people, and you constantly think about us with thoughts that are loving and wonderful. We are thankful that when we seek you, God, you hear us and you deliver us from all our fears. We are thankful that you love us with an everlasting love, and we are persuaded that nothing shall separate us from your love, God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So at the breaking of this day, Holy Father, we bless your name with all that is within us. We rejoice to be in your presence, and we are thankful to have direct access to your throne of grace. So in obedience to your word, we come boldly to your throne room. And now with confidence, we enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that Jesus opened for us through the curtain that is through his flesh. Lord, we worship in your presence where there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand where there are pleasures forevermore. God, we thank you that we are covered daily by your grace, and we thank you for every new mercy that you have released to us from your heart. Lord, we praise you for your loving kindness, because you are the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Lord, you are our shepherd, and you are the source of our strength. God, we thank you for being our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Lord, when we are weak, we thank you for demonstrating your strength and saving power. When we were afflicted, God, you sent your word to heal all our diseases, and you stayed the hand of the enemy. When we received negative reports, Lord, we thank you for proving the enemy and experts to be wrong as you demonstrate your authority over all natural and spiritual things. Lord, we thank you for being our personal Savior. You hear our petitions when we meet you in our place of worship and prayer, and you send help from your sanctuary, and you, God, strengthen us out of Zion. You assign your angels to protect us and to do your will concerning us. Lord, we thank you that you reminded us to place our trust fully in you, and we thank you for blocking every sifting assignment of the enemy. We thank you this morning, God, that as we praise you, God, you're ever faithful. We thank you for giving us new strength and for keeping your hedge of protection around us. We're simply thankful on this morning, and we thank you for forgiving us daily and for cleansing us by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you that your name, God, is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. We praise you, Lord, and we are thankful that evil does not come near our dwellings, and the enemy has no authority on the holy ground where you have given us to live in safety and peace. We thank you, Lord, today for life, health, and strength. You are so merciful, and you have given us richly all things to enjoy. God, we praise you because you delight in the prosperity of your servants. You have not called us to poverty and despair, but you have called us to be your sons and daughters and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So heaven is open to us, and God, your favor is resting on us right now. God, we are thankful that your desire is that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. Even when we don't deserve it, God, you still bless us beyond measure, and we are grateful. So we praise you from a wealthy place this morning in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for giving us authority to speak over every situation in our lives and to command our situations to line up with your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that your angels help us, and they fight on our behalf on earth and behind the curtain that separates the natural realm from the realm of the spirit. God, we pause now to thank you for all the blessings, both seen and unseen. And we thank you that your best is yet to come, for your word declares, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Lord, we love you, and we thank you that your glory shall be revealed in us as we abide in you and as your word abides in us. We thank you and we declare, God, that there is no one greater than you. You shut doors that no man can open, and you open doors that no man or demonic force can close. Father, we thank you for ushering us into every anointed place where you have commanded blessings to overtake us for our good and for your glory. We even thank you, Lord, for ending relationships, opportunities, and assignments that are a hindrance to us moving to the next level. So we thank you, God, for every door that you have closed this season, and we stand ready to walk into new doors and to receive promotions and blessings that have our names on them because you ordained it to be so in this season. God, we thank you that when you end a thing, you have already started something new because you make all things new. So we thank you for transitioning us to higher ground. And as you perform your word in our lives, we thank you for the exceeding things that are above all that we can ask or think. God, we thank you for pushing us beyond our mental and emotional limitations to the places where your glory shall be revealed in us. Lord, we look to you for being our shepherd, and we thank you for filling us with the Holy Spirit of promise to lead and guide us into all truth. God, we thank you that you are still doing great things for us. Our boast today is not in ourselves, but in you. And as we consider the works of your hands and the miracles that you have performed in our lives, our testimony, Lord, is that you did it because you love us and your mercy endures forever. We thank you that we have a testimony and we can tell others that you made a way for us where there seemed to be no way. We can boldly declare that your favor, your grace, and your mercy are with us all the days of our lives. And Lord, your love is a banner over us. And we consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Lord, we give thanks in everything today, for it's your will concerning us. Even when we feel discomfort and pain, Lord, we thank you for your comfort and your healing touch. Even when trouble comes, we thank you for fighting our battles for us. Even when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord, we thank you that you will lift up a standard against him. In everything, we thank you, Lord, because your law is perfect, converting the soul. Your testimony is sure, making wise the simple. You are God all by yourself, and your grace is sufficient. You are worthy to be praised regardless of our circumstances, and you're worthy to be praised at all times. God, you are merciful, and your name is great. So we have come to this consecrated place of prayer and worship to say thank you. Lord, you are the lifter of our heads. And as we look up and look around this morning, we behold your glory and the works of your hands. Lord, on this Thanksgiving Day, we choose to worship and to do what is pleasing in your sight. God, we bless your holy name for who you are, God. We bless your name for your endless mercy. We bless your name for your loving kindness. Lord, we bless your name for healing our bodies. Even now, we bless your name for protecting our families and giving us great resources. We praise your name for saving us from death and hell. God, we bless your holy name for the great plans that you have for our future. We bless your name from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Lord, your name is worthy to be praised, and we bless your majestic and holy name. God, we pray this morning for the saints around the world, and we pray for the less fortunate. We pray for the sick and shut-in. And God, we believe by faith that you are our healer, and your healing virtue is more than enough to heal the saints from all ailments and diseases. We pray that you touch the hearts of the saints and others who may not feel thankful today. Have mercy on them and remind them of your favor. And God, touch them so that they will give you praise. Father, we ask that you protect all the saints and citizens around the world who are traveling to their respective destinations. Grant them safe traveling mercies in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you expose every terrorist plot and every scheme of the devil in this season. Lord, we desire that you be glorified and that men and women be saved as we share the gospel message and live in a way that is pleasing in your sight. Lord, we intercede this morning for all the devoted men and women whom you have assigned to be our leaders. We ask that you give them wisdom and peace as they lead in their respective areas. Protect them from the enemy on every side. Bless them and give them new visions for your people in the name of Jesus. Fathers, we prepare to enjoy this day and to remain in your holy presence. We thank you again for being so good to us. We thank you for giving us life, family and friends, food, clothing and shelter. And Lord, we realize is that as we enjoy this day, that some people will suffer and some people do not have. So God, we ask that you make a way for the less fortunate and those who are hurting on the inside. Help us to be the smile that you want them to see. Help us to give what you want them to have. Help us to touch the less fortunate with the same love that we receive from you every day. And give us opportunities to bless others so they will worship you in spirit and in truth. God, we thank you for removing our fears and for giving us hope in you. And we ask that you continue to have mercy on us no matter what is going on in our lives. Lord, we thank you for your grace, your love, and your mercy. Holy Father, I ask right now that you loose the tongue of every saint from the spirit of complaining and criticizing. Help us to focus on your goodness. And God, we give you great praise in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you give every saint beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, we receive it this morning, and we declare that it's harvest time. Lord, we thank you for continuous blessings in every season, and we ask that you let the light of heaven shine on us and through us so the world will see the image of Jesus Christ in us in everything. Holy Father, we give thanks today in Jesus' name. Amen. Saints of God, thank you for joining us this morning on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. Please join us again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for another powerful session of Morning Dew Prayer. And as a final word, I simply encourage you to be thankful and to live with the spirit of thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And whatever you do today, give God thanks no matter what, because he's worthy to be praised and he's ever great, gracious, and he's merciful to his people, and his mercy endures forever. God bless you, saints. Go in peace, have a wonderful day, and walk by faith and not by sight.